The University of Minnesota Duluth Bulldogs won the NCAA Men's Hockey Championship this year and would love to add another Division II football title to the trophy case up there on the North Shore. Hi, everybody. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with those tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us online at WWIB.com for more information. UMD football has got a couple of national Division II championships, and with a returning set of talented seniors, have a chance to maybe repeat that in 2018. Wide receiver Jason Baltz, a super senior for UMD, had a super season for the 9-3 Bulldogs last fall. He is a Barron, Wisconsin native, all-conference last year at UMD with over 1,000 total yards in receptions. He averaged more than 117 all-purpose yards per game, and he scored 8 touchdowns. He returned kicks and punts, too. This guy can do it all. Jason Baltz is on the show with me today. So, Jason, take us back through the Bulldogs' 2017 season, will you?
It was a trying season. We had a lot of injuries to begin the year, and obviously we started out not as well as we'd like. We started 1-2, I believe. So we kind of dug ourselves into a hole, but then we united together as a team and kind of battled back. We ended up playing 3 quarterbacks throughout the year just with injuries, and all 3 of those guys are going to be competing this year. But it was a season that 9-3 for most is a good year, and I mean we're not going to sell it short and say it wasn't a good year, but we want to be competing in the playoffs. We want to be competing for a national championship, so we're looking forward to this season and hopefully putting together a few more wins and putting ourselves in the place we want to be.
All right. So what was the message in the locker room when you lost to Mankato that third week to go 1-2 that kind of turned things around?
I think it was, stick to the game plan. We knew we were doing things the right way. Mankato and Sioux Falls are tough competition right away. They've always been great teams ever since I've been in Duluth. So it was stick with our game plan. We weren't worried by any means that the season would go completely off rails and that we'd finish under 500 or anything. But we also had the sense of urgency of, okay, we need to get this done. Stay focused, one game at a time, and we'll put wins together. So by no means were we frantic, but we were definitely had more of a sense of urgency to approach each day.
Sure, sure. So your club loses its top receiver, Nate Ritchie, to a season-ending injury, broken collarbone in that Mankato loss, and suddenly the weight falls on you to be the go-to guy. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I mean, first, Nate Ritchie's a great teammate. I love being beside him. He got the medical red, so he'll be back this year with us, which is exciting. Exciting for us as a team, obviously, what he brings, but exciting is from my personal standpoint of playing with him and being able to be in the field with him. But once Nate went down, I mean, I knew there would be more expectations put upon me. I don't think my approach to the game changed a ton. The fundamental things of being a receiver, you still gotta make happen no matter what your role is, whether that's blocking in the run game or getting open when you're running routes. I think for me, it's just making sure I'm doing my part to the best of my ability so that our quarterbacks who are talented can find me. And as a receiver, there's a lot that needs to happen to get myself the ball. Our O-line is great. Just those guys blocking up front. If they're not blocking for our quarterback, quarterback's not going to be able to get the ball out. So, I think there was more expectations put upon me. But personally, I don't think I at least consciously changed too much. Maybe subconsciously, I was more aware of are more aware of the need to perform. But I was just willing to do whatever our team needed to put us in the best position.
Yeah, and you had to do that. I mean, you had to really improvise. You lose Nate, then you have your quarterbacks dropping left and right, and so you had some holes to plug, didn't you?
We did. I actually, I think we were at Wayne, and I took a couple reps at QB. Our quarterback went down, and he got the wind knocked out of him, and I was kind of the reserve quarterback last minute, so we didn't have to pull a redshirt of one of our young guys that far into the season. But I'm thankful I don't have to hopefully do that too often. But I was back there a couple snaps, and it's my highlights of quarterback career in college. So I'm glad Ben, Mike, John, they're all coming back and coming back healthy, hopefully. And it's cool to see those guys compete, and Garrett in there as well now that he's past his redshirt year.
Sure. Summers go quickly, as you know, but you're part of a football camp in your hometown of Barron next month. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I think our coaches in Barron put it together, so I'll just be helping out at it. It's June 15th, 16th. It's for the, I think, technically targeted for the Barron area students there, but I know by all means, I think it's open to everyone per WIA guidelines or whatever, but just a couple sessions, and looking forward to helping out and hopefully teaching a few things. Teaching is what I'm going into as far as my degree, and it's something I enjoy doing. I enjoy helping others learn, so it'll be an exciting opportunity to give back a little.
All right, Jason Baltz, he is from Barron High School, a super senior on the Minnesota Duluth Bulldogs football team coming up here, and tell you what, let's plan to get together next time. And we'll talk more football and visit about what God is doing on campus through sports ministry up there on the North Shore. All right. So thanks very, very much for being here today. And you have a good one, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.